Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Christian McCaffrey, star of the Panthers, really one of the young stars in our game for sure. 116 receptions, over 1,000 yards, well over 1,400 yards rushing. He's with us here on the show. Christian, welcome to Tiki and Tierney. How you doing today?
What's up, guys? Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. You got Tiki.
Great to have you on. And 2,392 yards. You clipped me by 2 yards, Christian. I'm a little bit upset with you. But you had an unbelievable season last year, and we were just talking about, like, the number of snaps. It was 100% of the snaps, offensive snaps. You were on the field a couple of times. Was there something, like, driving you this season that made it so special for you?
Oh, you know, first off, I've been watching film of you forever, man. Just want to say, really appreciate everything you did for the game. Very fun to watch it. You know, as a young guy growing up, I'm a huge fan. I know, you know, we've talked before, but just say that publicly, you deserve it. But
I appreciate you.
You know, for me, something that has driven me, I just want to win, and I hold a high standard of myself, and it's important to me. And you know, I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of coaches who believed in me enough to give me the ball a whole lot. And, I think it's my job and, you know, my off-season training and the way I approach the game and how I take care of myself to be ready to play every snap of the game for the whole season. And I take pride in that.
Yeah. And, well, there's only three guys, you included now. Marshall Faulk did it in 1999. Roger Craig did it in 1985 to go 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving. And you did it this year. And I remember, like, the conversation around you. I didn't believe this, but a lot of people were saying this. He's not big enough. He can't sustain, you know, like, the pounding of running between the tackles and all these catches and everything in the National Football League. What did you think when you heard that coming in? Because you've obviously disproved it.
Yeah, well, I think stuff like that's pretty funny to me. You know, just with the history of the running back position, you know, I'm 6 foot 208. That's what I played at this year. Mm-hmm. You know, Walter Payton was 5'11", 195. And, I like to think I'm not even a small back. You know, I think there are small backs in the league. But to me, it was just funny because I didn't know where people were getting that from. It didn't make sense to me. You know, some of my favorite backs ever were the same size. I remember, when Coach Turner got hired and he coached, you know, LaDainian Tomlinson, everyone was talking about, you know, he's much bigger than you, but do you think he'll get used the same? I mean, he's, you know, 4 or 5 pounds heavier than me. I don't know where the much bigger part came from. I just think that's a narrative, you know, and I think everybody who enters the league has a narrative about them that they don't like. And, that's, you know, I'm sure you asked Drew Brees what the narrative on him was. I'm sure they're going to talk about his height, guys like Russell Wilson. And, and that's part of the NFL. You know, Tiki, I'm sure there's stuff on you that you had to prove a million people wrong. And I think that's true with every player. But it's just something that you got to ignore. And you have to hold a, like I said, a high standard for yourself and constantly prove yourself right rather than, you know, prove them wrong.
Totally get it and totally respect it. But I think, Christian, your narrative is a little different, or certainly was. You've blown by this clearly. But let's face it, early on, white running back. So maybe people just kind of, the weight thing, the power thing, maybe that was just code for he's white. He's a white running back. You know, I mean, come on, let's call for what it is.
Yeah, you know, I can't speak for anyone else, but myself. So I don't know. I have no idea. But, you know, all I know is, football is the best game in the world to me. You know, whether you're big, small, white, black, whatever it is, best game in the world. And, you know, I don't think it should matter. But at the end of the day, there's not a lot of white running backs, and that's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is what it is, right, buddy?
You know,
yeah.
Happy to be one of the few.
Nice. Christian McCaffrey is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Let's face it, This is a real offseason of transition. I know you guys loved Ron Rivera. So before we ask about, you know, early impressions of Matt Rhule, also, you know, Luke Kuechly's situation, he'll be greatly missed. Cam Newton, that's still up in the air. When Ron Rivera was fired, we know that sent the jolt through the locker room. But in your words, what how did you internalize that? And then how did the team take that when he was no longer there? Because I know you guys revered him.
Yeah, you know, personally, it's tough. You know, he drafted me, believed in me, and you know, I owe a lot to Coach Rivera. Unfortunately, under, you know, circumstances, you know, he was let go with four games left. I think as an individual, though, as tough as it may sound, you can't worry about anything that happens like that, and you have to just continue to put your head down and move forward and try to win the next game. That's all you can control. So you can't let it get to you. I think the team responded, you know, great. I mean, we practiced hard. You know, we played hard. Unfortunately, you know, we lost too many games, and it kind of just started to trickle over into the next one, and that's what was tough. It's always tough when you lose games. You know, we lost a lot of games by a little bit, and you know, we lost just a couple or a few by a lot.
Like, there is a in so many ways, when you get a new head coach, mm-hmm. it's hard because you have no idea, right, what the expectation is going to be, what the circumstance is going to be, who's going to be your running back coach. And I think Christian McCaffrey is back with us now, but Christian, I think in some ways they did Ron Rivera a favor because he got a head start on getting his next job, and I think he's going to do great with the Washington Redskins. But your new head coach, Matt Rhule, have you had a chance to meet him yet? Have you talked to them? What's your expectation with the new staff?
Yeah, you know, I've met him. I've talked to him a little bit. You know, I've talked to, you know, Coach Brady, the new offensive coordinator, and I'm ridiculously excited. I think, you know, obviously Coach Rhule's a heck of a coach, and you look at, you know, what he's done. But I think he's an unbelievable leader, and he has a history of changing teams, you know, from losing to winning. You look at what he did at Temple. You look at what he did at Baylor, taking, you know, one or two win teams into 10, 11 win teams. You know, in the short span that he was there, it's very impressive. And then you watch his press conference, which was equally as impressive. You know, it was all something that got any player excited. And, you know, I'm very fortunate, and I think we all are excited that he's on board.
You know, one of the great things about being as good of a football player and as good as a person as you are, Christian, is you get to do some really cool stuff. And you're teaming up with USAA for the official NFL salute, the service partner and the Marine Corps Association and Foundation, to do a great trip to the Super Bowl. Tell us a little bit about this. I think this is awesome.
Yeah, you know, ever since I got in the league, I always, the military was something I really wanted to focus on as far as all of my stuff is in giving back and charity. And I've been very fortunate to work with USA over the last couple of years, and we partnered up this year with the Marine Corps Association and Foundation, and we're sending Sergeant Major Leyva to the Super Bowl. Got him some Super Bowl tickets. And you know, it's such a small thing that goes a long way for people who, you know, sacrifice so much for us. You know, I'm in the works and doing a whole bunch of stuff with the military, and hopefully, you know, in the future we can do some really big things. But this is something that's exciting for me because, you know, I get to go, you know, meet the Sergeant Major and talk with him and pick his brain and kind of understand what his mindset is, and you know, hopefully take something from him into what I do.
It's a great initiative, man. My father-in-law is a Marine. My wife and I do some charities as well for the military. It's phenomenal, and that's Christian McCaffrey. So, Chris, before I let you go, I know there's only so many things that you could focus on, because if you start getting out of your lane, things get a little messy, and Tiki knows about that, because mm-hmm. you just got to. It's hard being a pro football player. Having said that, what is your expectation? Do you believe that Cam is the quarterback in week one? What do you think?
Cam, yeah, absolutely. I've been able to play with Cam and see how he's approached the game over the last 3 years now. And unfortunately, to injury, it hasn't been, you know, 100% great for him. Mm-hmm. But when he's at his best, I mean, he's dang good. And it's been fun to play with him when he is, and been fun to play with him when he is healthy. The biggest thing is just getting him healthy, which we know he can do. And you know, he's on our roster, and that's our quarterback for now. So I'm extremely excited, and as anybody would be.
Well, listen, man, really nice having you on the show. We had your pops on a couple of weeks back, so coming full circle. Tiki's officially an old man because now he's talking.
I played against your dad. That's why I'm old, man. Hey, Christian, good luck to you, man, going forward. We're watching with excitement and anticipation of all the great things that you do every single week, man. Good luck to you.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me on.
You got it, buddy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.